have to admit that we are all guilty of looking in the mirror and seeing only our imperfections. Girls especially struggle with this problem throughout their teenage years. They feel that they must have the perfect face and body in a world where you are judged by your looks. Body shaming is most common in middle and high school. Girls can feel inadequate, leading to low self-esteem, depression, eating disorders, and in extreme cases, suicide. Here's Kirsten to talk to you about common eating disorders.
Eating disorders are a big problem that many girls face during this time in their life. They are said to be the third most common chronic illness among adolescent females. There are more than 200,000 cases of anorexia each year. This is one of the many types of eating disorders that occur globally. Eating disorders often occur when people don't like their physical appearance, have a mental illness, or have a trauma occur in their life. Anorexia is when people obsess about their weight so they eat very little. Bulimia is where people see a distorted version of themselves and they want to lose weight. They then end up starving themselves and then eat large quantities of food at one time. This is known as binging and it can lead to depression. According to CDC.gov, the best known contributor to the development of anorexia and bulimia is body dissatisfaction. 40 to 60% of elementary school girls have concerns about their weight and body image. This shows that even from an early age, girls can worry about their appearance. People who have purging disorder induce themselves to throw up because they don't like their self-image. Muscle dysmorphia is another disorder where individuals believe they aren't muscular enough, so they work out constantly. Many bodybuilders have muscle dysmorphia, and that is why they are constantly working out. Lastly, pica disorder is where non-food items such as hair, paint, and dirt are consumed. These are just a few of the many eating disorders that are faced by people every day.
Up next, we have Grace to talk about bullying.
Bullying is something that affects almost everyone at some point in their life. Many girls suffer from this. According to TeenSafe.com, as much as 26% of girls are bullied compared to only 17% of boys, and many cases are not reported or addressed. Bullying can occur in many different ways, such as cyberbullying, verbal abuse, and physical attacks. The most common form of bullying among girls is verbal abuse. According to JustSayYes.com, boys are almost twice as likely to bully than girls. When boys bully girls, they typically do something called body shaming. Girls already struggle with trying to get the perfect body shape, and when they are bullied because of their appearance, they can suffer from depression, anxiety, sleep difficulties, eating disorders, and other mental health disorders, according to the Center of Disease Control.
Social media can also have a big impact on how girls feel about themselves. Here's Summer to give a deeper explanation.
In this day and age, you can form new relationships and connect with people at the click of a button. This is a double-edged sword, however, as it helps people who might have trouble talking to others in person form the relationships they need to develop good social skills that can help them later on in life. It also makes cyberbullying and other forms of abuse very easy. Along with cyberbullying, social media platforms such as Instagram or Facebook allow people to edit their pictures and make themselves look different than they do in real life. People on fitness pages, for example, sometimes do before and after pictures that have been edited. This sets unrealistic body goals for people, mainly girls, and can make them feel like they don't look how they should. Angles and lighting can also alter how you look, contributing to the unrealistic expectations of beauty that many teenage girls believe in. With so many beautiful people posting pictures of their lives, it's hard not to feel inadequate, ugly, fat, or not important. But the truth is, beauty is only skin deep, and if we are confident and beautiful inside, we can overcome these insecurities and finally be comfortable in our own skin.
Most girls experience hardships as they go through adolescence. They feel ashamed because of their body and their looks. Bullying on the internet or verbally can contribute to this, causing eating disorders like bulimia, anorexia, and also depression. As humans, we naturally compare ourselves to others, but what everyone needs to realize is that we are all beautiful inside. What truly makes us ugly is not our appearance, but how we treat other people in our words and our actions. You can help prevent these hardships by thinking before you speak and avoiding rude, unnecessary comments that you may not realize have the effect that they do. In the words of Lao Tzu, kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love.
And that concludes our podcast.